You are tuning in to the English Bulletin of Guntho Radio and Television Station. This morning, Prime Minister Phan Minh Chính chaired a conference on the promulgation of the Mekong Delta Regional Master Plan and investment promotion for the 2021-2030 period with the attendance of Vice Chairman of the National Assembly Trương Thanh Mẫn, Deputy Prime Minister Lê Văn Thành, central and regional leaders, investors, experts, as well as scientists. Mekong Delta holds a key position in terms of politics, socio-economic development, security and national defense, and trading with ASEAN countries. The Mekong Delta region is the country rice bowl, the center of aquaculture and fruit production, playing an essential role in ensuring the food security of the nation and export. However, the development of the Mekong Delta has not yet lived up to its potential, advantage and the state investments. Infrastructure has not met the development demands. Minister of Planning and Investment Nguyễn Chí Dũng informed the function of the highlights and the meaning of the action program for implementing Resolution No. 13 of the Politburo on socio-economic development and ensuring security and defense of the Mekong Delta region to 2030 with a vision to 2050 and orientations for implementation. According to the Ministry of Industry and Trade, Nguyễn Hồng Diên, to timely overcome the shortcomings of the Mekong Delta region, in time to come, the Industry and Trade Ministry will accommodate ministry and localities in implementing certain missions that boost sustainable agricultural and rural development, proactive adaptation to climate change to materialize the mission assigned for the whole sector, being a foundation for the synchronous and thorough implementation in the whole sector from central to the regional level. After announcing the Mekong Delta Regional Master Plan, a ceremony for conferring the planning documents and sponsoring memorandums were also organized. Accordingly, Prime Minister Phan Minh Chính, Deputy Prime Minister Lê Văn Thành, and the Planning and Investment Ministry presented the planning documents to leaders of 13 cities and provinces in the Mekong Delta region so that the localities can research program and action program. The conference also announces the memorandums of understanding, cooperations and sponsoring for certain programs and projects for developing infrastructure and implementing the planning of 6 development banks on the list of projects for the sustainable development of the Mekong Delta region and adapting to climate change in the 2021-2025 phase, backed by ODA capital and concessional loans from foreign sponsors with a total promised capital of $2.2 billion. Thereby, the government acknowledged the companionship and wished that the investors and business associations at home and abroad, as well as partner, join hands to implement programs and investment projects that are of great importance in regional development and linkage. Moving on with other news. The photo exhibition called Mekong Delta Aspirations for Development, which is jointly organized by the Planning and Investment Ministry, the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism, and the Vietnam Association of Photographic Artists, opened on June 21st morning in Cần Thơ City within the framework of the Conference on the Promulgation of the Mekong Delta Regional Master Plan and Investment Promotion for the 2021-2030 period. The exhibition features more than 120 works of art selected from photo contests and photography artists, introducing and honoring the beauty of the land and the people of the Mekong Delta, depicting the beauty of the cultural and spiritual life with values imbued with the national identity of the people in the region, with works of all types of photography like landscape, portrait or daily life. The exhibition is a comprehensive and colorful picture depicting the natural beauty of the Mekong Delta. In addition to the artworks, the master plan map of the Mekong Delta region was also displayed so that businesses and investors can learn about the investment opportunities in the region. On the same morning, Standing Vice Chairman of Cần Thơ City People's Committee Dương Tấn Hiển and a mission group to work with the People's Committee of Ninh Kiều District on the implementation of public investment plan in the first 5 months of 2022. In 2022, Ninh Kiều District was assigned nearly 266 billion Vietnam Dong. By June 19, about 155 billion Vietnam Dong, or 42%, has been disbursed, basically meeting the target assigned at the beginning of the year. Standing Vice Chairman of Cần Thơ City People's Committee Dương Tấn Hiển asked the People's Committee of Ninh Kiều District to select reliable consultation units, pay attention to supervision work, and enhance collaboration between concerned agencies to resolve remaining difficulties. And that's it for today's English Bulletin. To listen to our bulletins again, you can log on to our website at guntho.tv.vn. And now, thank you very much for tuning in. Good night and see you next time.